The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I can't hear me.
Sorry about that.
Are we pushing the right button?
I pushed the wrong button, but I'm with it now.
Okay, you with me now?
I'm with you now.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking, did I have this thing turned down? Okay, let's start all over again. Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 3rd of March, 7:05 in the morning here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, and Alex, who needs to be retrained after 3 days. That's okay.
Yeah.
If we, you know, on Mondays, I am totally out of sync again. But so I'll give you one.
All right. Yeah, that's there my one mistake for the year.
That's it for the year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's right before payday too.
Yeah.
If I'm start paying in cash and go, hey, remember Friday?
Yeah.
I probably have to deduct a little bit here. Hey, national days.
Well, of course, today is Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Are you being good?
I'm as good as I can be.
It's also National Film Score Day.
Film score.
Yeah, I'll see if I can pull up some film music for you.
Well, I tell you what, Magnificent Seven, didn't that win an Academy Award?
I'll look it up. I believe it did.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Of all things, okay, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Hey, today sunny with a high near 78. It's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 82. Sunday, Easter, it's going to be a little bit cooler, 82, and mostly sunny. And Monday, same thing. Tuesday, though, we have a slight chance of rain, and Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, but partly sunny with a high near 72. And Thursday, a slight chance of rain and a high near 73. So looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend through next Monday, and then Tuesday it's going to start giving us some more rain. Let's hope so. We need more. I think the snowpack, somebody says, the lowest they've seen in a long time.
So Magnificent Seven was nominated but did not win for score.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering about that. I mean, you know, it was a very iconic Western score. It's got to be one of the best for, you know, at least for Westerns. The weather reports are brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, the Shasta Gas Propane. Been in the business close to 30 years. Provided an outstanding service started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago. They had three generations of the Kinney family working there. They offer discounts to seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans, state-level awards for hiring veterans. They're just good people, and they provide great service. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Chris Kellstrom, supervisor.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you up early.
You're always, absolutely.
You probably. What time do you get up?
It's a Kellstrom Gene thing. 4 or 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock usually. Somewhere
is that right?
In there. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's tell people about who Chris Kellstrom is. People out there that they've heard your name and they say, well, he's representing me, but I don't know who he is.
Well, I'm a local guy. I graduated from Enterprise High School, same school my parents graduated from. So
you're kidding?
No, been around here a long time. So I got sick of politicians, so I decided to throw my hat in the ring and
become one.
Well, I still shy away from that word, but
nope,
yes,
can't anymore.
I know. So yeah. So, yeah, no, I just decided to throw my hat in the ring and you know, I was tired of just seeing things being done as they normally have always been done. And, you know, bureaucrats are running the show and nobody's stepping forward and doing anything different. And, you know, I really wanted to represent the people. And I think a lot of politicians have forgotten that you are there to represent the people, not yourself or your self-interest. So, I did the crazy thing, threw my hat in the ring and during COVID and everything was being shut down and everything else, I watched all that nonsense happen, and so I decided to get involved. So here I am, chairman of the board now.
There you go.
It's hard to believe.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Chris, a lot of things going on at the Board of Supervisors, obviously. But when you look back on your last 4 years, what would you say is your top three accomplishments?
Well, I'm going to go for the first one first because I've heard you've been kind of questioning the building and planning department. So I couldn't be happier with that. And obviously you are out of touch because you have no idea what's going on out
there.
Okay,
good, yeah. Good.
Yes. I remember I was in this studio 4 years ago, and Trish Clark, during a break, she looked at me and she said, you know, she says, you think you're going to go in there and make all these big changes? And she goes, these bureaucrats will look you in the eye and think, you know, I was here before you. I will be here long after you, and you're not going to change anything. And I remember telling her, well, they'll be right about they were there before me, but don't count on being there after me. So,
I will say this, that for the 16 years we've been on this program, for both the city and the county, it always comes up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem, people were getting permits, having to come back multiple times. And this is for both of them. And there have been times that it looked like, oh, okay, they fixed it, or they're trying to fix it. And then it would, you know, it's come back again. So I'm ready for you to show me I am wrong.
Okay.
No, I am.
Gladly.
I want to hear nice
Gladly.
Things. I want to hear great things.
Okay. So one of my things when I was campaigning 4 years ago, I said, you know, we're using county assets and county personnel to look at Google map pictures of people's houses and seeing that they did an illegal illegal addition that, you know, that is just wrong. Well, they don't do that anymore. So code enforcement now is completely complaint driven. So they don't go out and actively look for somebody that's putting in new windows or putting up new siding or, excuse me.
New covers
something.
For lumber and
right.
All that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So they go only if there's a complaint.
If your neighbor complains on you, they will go investigate. Otherwise, they don't drive around looking for, you know, people that are doing additions.
Did they used to do that?
Oh, absolutely. They used to look at satellite photo pictures of houses and see roof line adjustment and say, oh, they must have done an illegal addition here or whatever.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, it was always like, say, for instance, you want to rebuild your garage or you want to put an addition on your garage. If you had a garden shed 40 years old that was out of compliance, they wouldn't give you the permit to redo your garage because you had to get the garden shed in compliance. In fact, a friend of mine in the city of Reading, knows the city of Reading jurisdiction, is several years ago, he was going to put in solar. And he had a garden shed, a prefabricated garden shed he bought at Lumber 84. And city of Reading's like, well, what's this structure? And he says, well, it's my garden shed. And they said, well, it's not permitted. It's over 120 square feet. He says, okay, well, I bought it prefabricated. What do I need to do to permit it? They said, well, you'll need to send in the plans, and they have to be plan checked. He goes, there is no plans. It was already built. When I picked it up, I just picked it up and drove it on my property. They said, okay, well, then you'll have to get it reverse engineered and send in those plans. And he's like, that's going to cost more than the garden shed cost. Well, we can't give you the solar permit until you get the garden shed permitted. So he went out, emptied it out, took a chainsaw, ran up one side of the wall, crossed the roof down the other side of the wall, cut it in half, put plywood on both sides of the two new garden sheds, spread them apart, and they looked at the photos, and now he has two garden sheds that are less than 120 square feet apiece, and they said they're not far enough apart. So he had to hook a chain to it, drag one 5 more feet over, and they said, okay, now we can give you your solar permit. So this kind of nonsense also used to happen in the county, and I'm very happy to say that no longer happens. If you want to say, if you were to put solar in and your property, for instance, and you went to the county and they noticed a garden shed that was out of compliance, they would notify you that garden shed doesn't have a permit on it. But if it didn't directly affect the project you're pulling the permit for, they give you your permit and let you go forward.
Okay.
So.
What about multiple trips back?
So so I just had one incident. Now I get kind of protective of my guys and gals in the resource management.
I understand. You should be.
Because they do a fantastic job and I could not be happier with them. So I had an individual friend of mine, well, he's a friend now, but an individual from Shingletown, and he called me and he says, it's been delay after delay after delay. I keep getting, it's been months. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And again, I'm pretty protective of my guys and gals there because they've done an amazing job. I said, whoa, whoa. I said, explain, where are the delays? Are they in plan check? Where are the delays? He says, yeah, they're in plan check. They did this. Well, come to find out what had happened. His architect sent in a set of plans, and the plan check, you know, they found a problem on them. which is what they're supposed to do. That's their job. So they did their job correctly. Now, all this takes, you know, a week. You submit the plans. They go to the bottom of the stack. By the time they get to the top, it might be a week or two. So there's a delay in there. So when our plan checkers found a mistake, they sent it back to the architect and said, here, and of course that takes another week, and then it takes another week for the architect to get them. Well, the architect fixed the problem, sent it back to the county. Well, you know, by the time it works its way to the top again and they go to plan check it again, he didn't stamp them with his architecture stamp. So they had to send them back to him. And I go, dude, these delays are on your architect, not on the county. The county's doing their job. So there is cases where there's delays, and I mean, there, but you got to remember, 99% of the problem, if not 99.5% of the problem, is the state of California. They have so many ridiculous regulations and rules, you know, and the county's hands are tied to that. But again, I couldn't be prouder of the work they've done. I've got a new resource manager. He's got like 20 years experience in the private sector, so he understands that you know, time is money, and they try to find you a path forward. I was in the barbershop one day, and we used to call it my southern office. When Woody was still up here, I'd go down there if I didn't have anything going on, and sometimes I'd go down and hang out in the barbershop for an hour or so and just talk to people and whatnot. And there's a gentleman getting his hair cut, and he tells Woody, he didn't know who I was, and he tells Woody, he goes, you know, Woody, he says, I had to go and get a permit from the county. He says, I was really dreading it. I heard how horrible they are. He says, but you know, I was really surprised. He says, I went in there. He goes, they were very helpful. He goes, it was great. And I go, you're welcome. And Woody's laughing. And he goes, yeah, he goes, there's two kids at the counter that said, no, we're here to help you. We want you to move forward. We want to get your project done. And I said, like I said, you're welcome. So things have changed there, and I couldn't be more proud of that.
There you go. Okay, that's one of your top three, and we have to take a break.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Chris Kellstrom.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Check out those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
The theme from the Magnificent Seven. Ooh. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst. Been doing this close to 30 years. Jeff has, and there's nobody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. And I tell you, I call him the Windshield Whisperer. If it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, let Jeff have a shot at it because he'll fix it for a very fair price, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Yeah, that's right. Don't take a chance on your family's safety. You're traveling this weekend probably, maybe for Easter. Hey, you got a chip there and you're not sure. That thing could turn into a big crack across the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Takes it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and you're on your way. Locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Chris Kellstrom. Which district, Chris?
District 5. The best district, in my opinion.
I get 3 and 5 for some reason. I switch them. And that covers?
Shingletown, Happy Valley, Anderson, and Cottonwood.
Got it. Okay. Now, you said one of the biggest accomplishments, you believe, was your work on the permits.
Absolutely.
And that. Okay. Give me another one.
Probably our personnel. So we've hired some amazing people. Our CEO is just a fiscal hawk and spectacular. He does an amazing job. He was an elected treasurer back in Illinois. And he keeps us in the black, and he does an amazing job. Our county council is, in my opinion, the best county council we've ever had and will be the best we ever will have.
Where'd he come from?
So he lived here in Reading, but he was down in Yuba County.
Yuba County,
yeah, county
right.
council down there.
Okay.
And
right.
Very good dude. He's a great guy. And then, well, both sides dislike him. The far right and the far left both dislike him, so he must be doing something right. But
works for us.
He's fantastic. Dr. Moo, our public health officer, I'll tell you, if we ever have another COVID.
There was a great deal of consternation when Dr. Moo was appointed.
Yeah.
And yet it seems like he is, I don't know if the word's right, grown into the job or just started handling things, but yeah. I have not heard a thing since then.
He's fantastic, and if we ever have another COVID, pandemic or whatever, that's not going to happen in Shasta County because He's spectacular. So we've hired some really great people.
Okay.
You know, Sean Ewing is my resource manager. We promoted him up to resource manager. Troy Bartolome is going to retire, who's our public works director. We promoted him up to public works director when Al Cathy left. So we're going to make an appointment there. So some of the people we've hired, I couldn't be happier with that.
Okay.
And then you mentioned building earlier during the break, and one of the things we did is we got rid of impact fees. So a lot of people don't know what impact fees are, but after you would, pay for your grading permit and your building permit and your sewer permit, and after you pay all your fees and build your building and get everything done, and once you think you're all done, before they give you your occupancy tag, they'd say, oh, here, you owe these impact fees. And they're about $8,000 or $9,000 for, just a regular home. And, it first came to my attention when I was still running, and a couple in Manton, Rob's still a friend of mine, a couple in Manton had put a little modular home on a piece of property there and, put a gravel road to it and went a little over budget, and they get all done with everything after they paid for everything, and they said, oh, hey, you owe us, $9,000. And they're like, well, wait a minute, we didn't know anything about this, and we're already over budget, and they appealed them, and, Patrick Jones was on the board at the time, and he made a motion to cut the fees in half. Well, once I got elected and I got on there, there was a gentleman up in Fall River Mills, and he had bought a piece of property, and the county at the time, I think it was Dale Fletcher, told him, you won't have to pay the impact fees if you clean up this property and take care of it. And the guy was a contractor, and he was a realtor, so he would basically buy properties, flip the houses, fix them. And the school district said, you won't have to pay impact fees. So this guy gets done. He put $300,000 into it. Had to redo septic systems. Had to redo a pond with the Army Corps of Engineers. All sorts of stuff. Cleaned the property up. The house didn't have a permit. He knew that going in, so he rebuilt the house, permitted it. Everything was up and up. And then the county hit him with $8,500 in impact fees. And there was, and they all broken down. Like $2,500 goes to the police department. $2,000 goes to the fire department. And they're broken down, clear down to $174 to the Fall River Mills Library. So our old resource manager gets up there, and his first words were, well, this really isn't that large of an amount. And I kind of took, exception to that, because I'm thinking, well, maybe $8,500 isn't a large amount to you, but that'd be a huge amount to me. And so he went on to say how we need these, and, this guy claims he didn't have to pay him and this, that, and the other thing. So then the guy gets up there, and he starts speaking, and he has everything laid out. He has pictures. He has everything except for in writing from the county that we were going to waive the impact fees. So the school system waived the impact fees, but the county said, no, you're going to have to pay these. And Mary Rickert was in the meeting with him, and she didn't remember ever hearing that. Dale Fletcher did send an email that day, but then Mary Rickert made the comment, well, he doesn't work for us anymore. He might be a disgruntled employee. So now it's finally my turn. So I take over the talking, and I said, sir, I said, I read your whole complaint. I said, you did a really good job. You did a lot of research on this. You had everything in there. I said, you had everything, but in writing that you didn't have to pay these impact fees. I said, now, you're not going to live here. I said, you're not going to impact these services. I said, this isn't your primary residence, correct? He says, yes. I said, have you paid impact fees on your primary residence? He says, twice. I said, okay. I said, so you're not going to impact fire and police and anything else in this property. I said, the only thing I could see you maybe impacting in the future would be the Fall River Mills Library because you did a lot of research here. I said, so I make a motion to waive all impact fees but the $174 for the Fall River Mills Library. Well, our resource manager at the time just about panics, and he gets up there and he says, listen, you're going to open the floodgates here. You can't do this. And Kevin Cry, God bless him, says, Paul, did you say this is the second time in 2 years somebody's, appealed their impact fees? And he says, yeah. And he goes, that doesn't sound like floodgates to me. I second the motion. So this guy, we ended up letting him pay $174 and called it good, and he left. So after that, we took a look at the impact fees, and we're like, this is kind of an illegal tax. This is a tax on people that are building a building, whether it's a, house or shop or commercial or whatever. You get it all done, and then we give these extra fees. Well, that to me is a tax. So literally the day we voted to get rid of impact fees, and there's still some people that bring them up at the board meetings that you need to reimpose those. You need to put those back on there. But the week we were putting those up, El Dorado County had a case go to the Supreme Court where the Supreme Court said, no, this is an illegal tax. This didn't go through the legislature. This did not go the proper way. This is an illegal tax.
I remember that.
Yeah. So, last year when I was going through the budget, the new starts and the new building and the permits that were being pulled, it looked like we were pretty much status quo. Everybody else was down, but we were status quo. So a lot of people, I had made the observation at the time that I think this would spur some building in our county. And, it has, you know, it's, to me, that the our county has stayed flat, or continuing to have the same amount of permits being pulled, while everybody else is down. Anderson's down, Redding's down, everybody else is down. So I personally think that the impact fees may have helped that.
Are they still, there's still a overcrowded school impact fee. Is that still going?
I don't know. I know there's...
Because it's brought up during our, when we have realtors on. And one of the problems with building nowadays is just the exorbitant cost. But things like having to put in sprinkler systems and solar and all that. Now, that's nothing y'all can do about. But they said there's also, and this could be a state law too, it's like a $5 a square foot for overcrowded schools.
That I don't know, because quite frankly, I know in Cottonwood, I've been working with somebody that's kind of trying to start a project down there, and it's for the exact opposite reason, because since COVID, the school enrollment has been way down.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The school enrollments have been going down, and yet they're still having to pay this. And I'm thinking this is more probably a state thing.
It probably is. You know, you brought up the solar and stuff, and that's, I'll hear comments all the time, well, we need more affordable housing. Well, no kidding, I agree with you 100%, but to build a house in this state, you have to have solar, you have to have a Tesla plug in the garage, you have to have all electric appliances, and you have to have fire sprinklers. So you just added $100,000 on the cost of every new home, and then you guys all complain, well, we need more affordable housing. Well, you know, reduce some of your restrictions. It's ridiculous in this state.
Well, I cannot disagree with that at all, and nor can probably, I don't care what political party you are, you probably are all kind of agreeing with that. All right, we're here with Chris Kallstrom, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Get ready to sign it up and show it off. Mark your Sunday, April 19th,
from 11 to 2 p.m.
Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher.
Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event.
Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com.
See the rumble, see the shine, and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Go there and get all of our shows and come back and listen to what Chris is saying and pick apart everything he says in our archives. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. The only place we search and purchase jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Been in around over 30 years. Rebecca, Henry, Leonard, such great people down there. They have a full selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own jewelry down there and they'll build it for you. This is just a great place to go into. You're going to find what you're looking for, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Chris Kellstrom, 5th District Supervisor. Now, the mental health campus that came up got two separate votes, different votes, really,
yep.
from the Board of Supervisors. And this was to build a mental health campus for Shasta County. It was going to be right here in Shasta County. It was it was a grant from the state for, I don't know, $25 million or something like this.
I think that one was $200 million. The Arts Collaborative million. Is like $200 million. Right. The one in Anderson is $25
million. Okay, yeah, there's two of them. Okay, and there was one vote against it and then one vote for it.
Right.
What was that about?
So I actually had written a letter of support for it. I met with Kimberly Johnson and Matt Plummer and had my mental health advisor was there, you know, mm-hmm. listening and afterwards we talked and he said, well, the only thing I can see wrong with it is that I don't think they're going to be able to fill those beds. I don't think, you know, that those types of beds, I don't think they'll be able to fill. And I said, well, that's, you know, their problem, not the county's problem. But then I was told, before I sent the letter, you need to talk to Health and Human Services. So I met with Christy and the CEO and, you know, basically they were saying that there was a portion of this that the county could get stuck with and have to pay for the next 30 years. I think the Medicaid billing and if they didn't fill it with personnel, then the county would have to take, you know, fill in personnel and they didn't have the personnel. And so they basically told me there was a lot of problems with it, at that time. So. I was convinced that, you know, okay, we can't support this, which I would have been, I was happy with just, you know, not supporting it, but Kevin Cry kind of wanted to do even more, so he wanted to send a letter of opposition in. So, We end up voting to send a letter of opposition to the project. Well, then California changed their law. They changed something so that we would no longer be on the hook for 30 years. So all of a sudden I was being told, well, now it's a good project. Now it's great.
Well, then the head of Health and Human Services came back.
Correct. Yeah.
Supporting.
And Dr. Mu had pulled his letter of support. He ended up putting his letter back in. So I went ahead and sent my letter in support of it, and we voted to go ahead and move forward. Now, one of the problems was Matt Plummer was trying to put it on a piece of McConnell land up in the city of Shasta Lake without talking to the people of the city of Shasta Lake. So city of Shasta Lake was absolutely against it. Talked to Jessica Lugo, and she says this has to go through our planning commission, that has to go through the city council, and she goes, I don't think it's going to get through either one of them. So there was quite a controversy there while they were working on it, but then she ended up not getting the funding. I'm not sure why, but she didn't get the beach funding that she was seeking. So that project.
Yeah, there were several other projects everybody was putting in for that funding.
Yeah.
So that funding was then turned down.
Yeah.
And that was going to provide mental health for our people here in Shasta County.
Adults.
I think adults.
Adults.
But what about the kids?
Because we have
a bunch of kids. That's a new one.
So right. Then Les Baugh was behind another one in Anderson with, I believe it's 60 beds and for juveniles. And apparently we do need those beds in the county. We're sending our juveniles out of the county now, most of them. We don't have enough beds. So this seemed like it was a great project. I mean, everybody was on board with it. Everybody was in favor of it. Everybody was, gung-ho, and everything was great. So we sent a letter of support. Well, then at one point, Alan Long, I believe, made the comment, well, has anybody talked to law enforcement about it? So I actually texted the police chief and said, hey, are you in support of this? And he says, I don't know anything about it. Nobody's talked to me. So we put some contingencies on their letter of support that you need to get the Anderson City Council's approval, because we're not going to try to shove something in Anderson that they don't want it there, like was being done in the city of Shasta Lake. So they got to get the city of Anderson's approval, the council's approval. They got to get the police chief or the sheriff's approval. That one of them has to say that they support it. And then we had to get the Tracy O'Neill, the head of juvenile hall and probation. She had to give a letter of support. So I think that's where they are now. They needed a match. They needed a $2.5 million match. They were trying to say the property is worth $1.6 million, and that was going to be part of their match. But then they came back and said no, it's worth $550,000. Or whatever, so they needed some extra money. So that's where it sits right now. It's supposed to go in Anderson. I thought everybody was on board that it was a good project, and all of a sudden there's some opposition now. Now there's rumors going out there that these kids are going to be walking away and roaming the neighborhoods and breaking into houses and all this other stuff. It's not a locked facility. The doctor, Susan Wilson? She said, or Sandra Wilson, I'm sorry, excuse me, Sandra Wilson. Kevin Cry asked her, how many people have walked away from your facilities in the past? And she said zero. So they have a great track record. But again, now there's a controversy. Now there's some people in Anderson that, suddenly think it's going to be much worse than it is. So I'm not sure exactly where that sits. I know they have to get those letters of support, and I don't know how far they've gotten on that. And I thought it was have to be done by April 1st, but I haven't heard anything from anybody on that one. So I'm not sure if it's going forward.
We do need a mental health facility
we
up
do.
Here.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. You can take a look at our homeless groups.
Come to a board.
And go see that.
Come to a board meeting.
Well, Chris, I am proud to say the only board meetings I've seen in the last 6 years has been watching it on the video, because I don't have enough time for if I want to go to a circus.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you guys.
Right.
I'm just saying is that, and it's almost amusing in some ways, but it's sad in others. But
yeah.
There have actually been two arrests there now. And found guilty.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
And the other one hasn't been to trial yet.
I went up and thanked Stephanie Bridget for that personally after I saw her at another event. I said, thank you for, moving forward with that. So
you got to. You have to do something like that. Yeah. I mean, you can't just keep disrupting the people's business.
I fully support the First Amendment, your right to free speech, as well as readdress your grievances. But, and now we're going to have some new rules. California passed another law. Seemed like a great idea at the time, but now we're gonna limit public comment only until we find out how this is gonna work out, because now there's a new law in California that a phone-in caller has as much right as a person that shows up there. So literally the phone's open at 8 a.m. and you get in line right then and there. So, with an AI program, somebody from the Ukraine could be the first 50 speakers. You know, I mean, it's like, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, you know, the people that take the time off from work and take the time to come down there. I mean, even if they are yelling at us, they've taken their time off from their day to be down there. They should have priority over somebody possibly even out of the country that's calling in at 8 o'clock in the morning. But with this new California law, there is no preference. So we literally have to take the people on the phone in the same order they come in. So, you know, you may have somebody on the phone from who knows where, Paraguay, and then you'll have somebody that took the day off from work to come down there and speak, and then you have another caller that's from, you know, out of the area. I mean, we just have to see how it's going to pan out before. So we're going to limit public comment. We're going to shrink it down at first just to see how it works. Now, if we don't have any of these problems with people calling in from out of the area or out of the country, then we'll open it back up and, you know,
okay,
go back to normal.
All right. Hey, I'm with Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor of 5th District, running for re-election, and we're going to take a quick break here.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Everybody calls and say liars. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend, alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One guy, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Like a rhinestone. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, when you hear us play Rawhide, call in at 530-605-4566 or 67 and get yourself entered into a chance to win Red Bluff Roundup Rodeo tickets for Friday. And for Friday night during the Red Bluff Roundup. And we're going to make the drawing a week from today at 8 a.m. We've got lots of entries, but just keep calling in when you hear Rawhide. I'm here with Chris Kellstrom, District 5 supervisor, running for re-election. Okay, if you win, what are the three, or as many as we can get through, biggest things that you want to, most important things that you want to accomplish?
Well, one of my top priorities right now, and it actually has been for a few years now, is so a lot of people don't know, but Battle Creek Reservoir, North Battle Creek Reservoir, as well as Lake Macomber are threatened right now to possibly be drained and undammed. Now, PG&E, now there has been no talk from PG&E. I want to make that clear. So there's all these rumors going out there that that's already a done deal and they've already planned on doing this, but that is not true. PG&E has not even addressed these dams yet.
Does PG&E own these dams?
PG&E, yes, and the one in Battle Creek Reservoir, yes, for sure. I think the one in Macomber might be private, except that the water comes from Battle Creek Reservoir into there.
Okay.
The water. So PG&E did not renew their FERC license, so they're no longer going to generate power going down the Battle Creek Canyon. So there's several small hydroelectric projects in that Battle Creek Canyon. They are already decommissioning them and already pulling them out. So with that said, there's no reason for them to store water anymore. Now, fortunately, those two lakes are above fish passage, so fish could never get up that far. So they're not stopping fish passage, which is huge, because if they were, they'd probably already be taken out. But they don't block fish passage. PG&E has donated the land or deeded the land around North Battle Creek Reservoir to the National Forest Service. So Alaska National Forest now has land around there. They've deeded the land around Grace and Nora Lake, which are fed through two ditches from North Battle Creek Reservoir into Grace and Nora Lake. Grace has been dry now for a while. There's a lot of muskrat holes and a lot of problems there. But Nora was full all year long. They've deeded that land to CAL FIRE. So CAL FIRE controls land around those two lakes. National Forest controls land around North Battle Creek Reservoir. And then the land around Macomber, a lot of it's private, a lot of it's SPI land, and then private ownership land. So the people in Macomber have now figured out about a year ago that this is a problem, that their lake could possibly be drained. There's no sense in storing the water there anymore. There's no reason to. So I've been working with Heather Hadwick's office. Mark Mazzano and I were up in Macomber here a few weeks ago. Megan Daly's aware of it. Doug LaMalfa was involved. Of course, he's passed away now. But his aides are well aware of the problem. So the board has sent a letter to the Department of Agriculture, which oversees national forest land, that, hey, we need you to step forward and agree to maintain possibly repair or replace these dams, because, you know, we need them for fire protection as well as the ecosystem and environment and everything else. So that's one of my main objectives. I've been going to these meetings for 4 years. Right now the meetings are only concerned with the fish in Battle Creek, you know, the spawning salmon in Battle Creek. So there's a bunch of NGOs and fisheries groups, and there's tons of people involved in that. But my main goal is to save those two lakes up there. So that's one of my main goals. You know, the other one is I want to continue to oversee the budget. We're one of the few jurisdictions running in the black right now, which is great. So
why are we running in the black?
Because we have a fiscal hawk, a CEO, and we have some amazing people with Noel DeShort as our auditor controller, and Aaron Bertain and Jen Rossi. And I mean, we have
just what about our tax? Tax revenues. You know, I know the city is down. Is that across the board also in the county?
You know, I mean, we're going to have some budgets this next coming year that are probably going to be flat, which, you know, if you're a department head, you see that as a cut, because, which it kind of truly is, because all of their costs are going up. I mean, the rates of insurance and stuff are all going up. So if you have the same budget you had last year with increased costs, it basically is a cut.
It's a cut.
But our CEO is just a fiscal hawk, and he is just amazing. So, you know, his first year there, he had the department heads turn in a budget what it would look like if we had a 5% or 10% cut. And, you know, it was eye opening. But I oversee that budget. Aaron Bertain says, you know, she goes, you don't know how many people I've told that Supervisor Kelstrom reads every line in the budget. I go, I do. She goes, I know you do. She goes, I don't think any other supervisor has ever done that. And so come end of June, mid of June, I should have a pretty good tan, because I go out in my back and I sit in a lounge chair and I sit there and flip page after page after page.
So we're good right now. We're operating in the black, but this is something that many counties are facing now across the nation. The revenue, tax revenues are down, so there's going to be some more tightening. Is that what you believe?
I think so, yeah. In fact, we just had cut some funding for the volunteer fire departments, like basically their Christmas party fund. You know, I think they each got like a $500 Christmas party fund type of deal, you know, for them, the year awards or whatever they used it for. And, you know, I met with the CEO. Somebody reached out to me from one of the fire departments and said, hey, you know, this is not good. So I met with the CEO, and basically, I mean, he said, listen, we're at the point now where we have to take a look at wants and needs. And, you know, we're still able to fund all the needs, but some of these wants where we may have to cut. So, again, he's a fiscal hawk. He does an amazing job, as does Noel DeShort and all the rest of them that I just mentioned there.
Okay.
There's some amazing people.
Okay. Okay, quickly, another one you'd like to see happen?
Well, I want to continue my work with the resource management. I mean, I work with that team just pretty much every week. And we're hiring a new public works director. I'm on the hiring committee for that. So I want to look forward to continue that work. So there's a lot of stuff we've done. You know, there's a fire ordinance that was passed. That was something that when I was running.
Let me ask that one real quick.
Okay.
The fire ordinance. Mm-hmm. Is the county working aggressively to clear out areas?
Oh, we are number one in the state. Number one county in the state for reducing vegetation. Number one. Yeah. So if you go up Dersh Road, I mean, they've masticated and taken down brush.
I know in Shingletown, leaving Shingletown. Was that a county thing or was that a state thing? Or is that a combo?
Yeah, it's kind of a combo. Cal Fire is overseeing it. It's when you get into the fire stuff, it's so strange. I mean, our fire chief, Sean O'Hara, is our county fire chief.
Yeah.
But he gets paid by Cal Fire. We only have two county employees that are paid by the county. They're under the umbrella of Cal Fire, and that's the county fire marshal and the fire inspector. You get into Anderson, for instance, and Anderson City Fire is attached to Anderson City Hall, but they are not funded by Anderson City and whatsoever. They're their own special fire district. So, yeah, it's...
Okay, we've run out of time, Chris. Now, you've got events happening.
Had a fundraiser last weekend. It was great. You know, when you rent the hall, you just say, hey, I need something towards the end of March or beginning of April. Okay, March 28th is available at the Anderson VFW Hall, which, you know, some of my favorite people in the world. So I rent the venue, get the caterer, you know, start getting out the flyers and everything, and then I find out that the Anderson Rotary is having their wild game feed the same night. The Anderson Chamber is having their awards banquet the same night. And then the Farm Bureau is having their dinner the same night. So
we've run into those.
Oh, yeah.
Linden, we've had to split to hit two of them, and the third one just went by the wayside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But you still had a lot of people.
I had a lot of people, and it was great. It was actually it was a new crowd. It was a lot of new people, a lot of my new friends and, you know, business owners in Cottonwood and Anderson and stuff. So it was a great event. It turned out really well. It was great, and it was, you know, we had a lot of fun, but I was exhausted when it was over, let me tell you.
If people want to get a hold of you or your re-election committee, how do they do that?
Well, you can go to chriskellstrom.com. That's my website this year. And I have Facebook pages for, I believe it's re-elect Chris Kellstrom or Chris Kellstrom 2026 supervisor, something like that. Mm-hmm. I will give my phone number out, although I must say that the last time I did this on Jefferson State, within 5 minutes I started getting calls from the jail. On my phone.
And, I get letters from the jail on a regular basis.
Yeah, so that has been taken care of. My number is now blocked from there, but you can reach me at 530-744-4539. And you can also email me. My email, the best one is Kellstrom, all lowercase, Kellstrom, the number 4, D-I-S-T, number 5, and at yahoo.com. So Kellstrom 4, District 5, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Chris, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
When we come back after the news, Heather Hedwig will join us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Healthcare, manufacturing, and construction led the way as America's employers added 178,000 jobs last month. A surprisingly strong showing for the job market.
The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. The unemployment rate was down from 4.4% in February. That's partly because the labor force, those working and looking for work, dropped by 396,000 in March, so fewer people were competing for jobs. Factories added 15,000 jobs last month and construction companies 26,000, probably because of warmer weather last month. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The help wanted sign is out at the Department of Justice now that President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. Choosing an interim successor, the president has not yet named a permanent replacement for Bondi.
The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of filing to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of War Hegseth has dismissed Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, along with two other generals. A U.S. attack on a major suspension bridge in Iran has left 8 people dead, according to Iranian state media. Iran, meanwhile, has attacked targets in Israel, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Iran State TV claims an American fighter pilot has ejected from an aircraft over southwest Iran. There's been no confirmation of this from the White House or the Pentagon. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission continues unfolding as planned. The 4 astronauts have exited Earth's orbit. They're now on their way to the moon. No action on Wall Street today. The market's closed for Good Friday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
The military remains firmly in control of Myanmar, parliament electing a senior military man as the country's new president.
Min Aung Hlaing, who had been Myanmar's military chief since 2011, is one of 3 nominees for the president's post, but was virtually guaranteed a job as lawmakers from military-backed parties and appointed members from the army hold a commanding majority in parliament. Minong had helped oust elected Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government in 2021 and kept a grip on power for the past 5 years. The Speaker of the Parliament's combined upper and lower houses announced that the senior general had won 429 out of the nearly 600 votes to runners-up, becoming vice presidents. Parliament members were elected in three phases in December and January. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
President Trump says he will soon sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who have gone without paychecks during the partial government shutdown. Townhall.com. One company in eastern China has found a very practical use for artificial intelligence, using AI-powered machines to sort clothing and boost recycling.
The Fast Sort textile machine was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2025 and was created by Data Beyond, a Chinese AI recycling company founded in 2018. The new tool offers a glimpse into how AI could help reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. It can sort 100 kilograms of clothes in 2 to 3 minutes, a job that normally takes one worker about 4 hours. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that fail to reach pricing deals with the administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed such pricing deals enjoy tariff-free status. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning here on the 3rd of March, 2026, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning.
Does it sound better?
It does sound better.
Okay, there was a hum in our in the microphone, so we just switched out cables during the break. I didn't hear it, but you could.
I could hear it, yeah.
Okay. National Day today?
National Film Score Day, and of course, it's Good Friday.
And Good Friday, which is...
And it is a Good Friday.
It is a Good Friday. And I usually do the weather here.
And the weather is consistent and ongoing.
You know,
it is somewhere.
It's here. It's here in my pile of. I'm going to get to the weather here in just a few minutes after I find it. But it is supposed to. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry, everybody. Today's sunny with a high near 78 and a low tonight around 51. Now, it's going to be like this through Tuesday, through Monday night. Beautiful weather, 82, 81, and the lows around in the low 50s. Tuesday night, though, Tuesdays, a slight chance of rain, and Tuesday night, a chance of rain. Wednesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, though partly sunny. A chance of shower and thunderstorms at night, too, and Thursday, a slight chance of rain. So, kind of like this week, when we had all that sunny weather, and then we had thunderstorms. So... We do need the water since it appears that our snowpack is not working this year. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, the Kinney family. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and provides just outstanding service to not only their customers but our community in so many different ways. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Our last hour, we had District 5 Supervisor Chris Kellstrom, and this hour, we have the first district of the Assembly, our Assemblywoman, Heather Hedwick, with us.
Good morning.
This is political day.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, we're the first Friday of every month, Heather's going to be on. Last week, we had on Congressman Huffman.
Oh, I listened to it.
Did you listen to that?
Yeah.
Scary, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I shouldn't say. I don't mean scary.
Different. Yeah.
He's a very likable guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's kind of diametrically opposed to many of the things that are
very important to us.
Important in North State. And that's when I asked him, how do you represent two such diametrically opposed factions in one district? Mm-hmm. And he used the one that everybody uses, well, we're going to try and find middle ground.
We'll
see.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, I think. And it's hard for someone to represent an area that they don't understand. And rural living is so different. So,
well, you always knew where Congresswoman Moffa mm-hmm. was going to be.
Yeah.
You knew what he stood for. And there was people here that the 30% that didn't vote for him. You understood that. But with something like this, when you've got, and he could win by 20-25%, I would imagine he could, maybe more. But he knows where his power base is, just like Doug did, just like you did. You know where your base is at. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It will. I just hope that he's willing to learn and willing to go and be there, because our district is also so big and hard to get to, and just show up. I need him to show
up. It's a huge district. Mm-hmm. Somebody did an article. Oh, okay.
I was talking too quiet again.
You're off to the side just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You've been named a deputy Republican leader.
Yes. Yeah. New role. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the potential.
Well, what does that entail?
So we have a leadership team of five of us, and we help kind of guide the assembly, talk about issues, where we're going to go communications-wise. We help find candidates for other offices, and then help them. And it's a lot of fundraising, lots of fundraising, mm-hmm. To have the caucus run, as well as, get other Republicans into office. A little bit of everything, helping our leader, Heath Flora, do whatever he needs.
You currently serve as vice chair of the Committees on Agriculture and Emergency Management, and a member of the Budget, Business, and Professions and Insurance Committees. And also Budget Subcommittee 3 on Education, Finance, and then multiple other...
Yes, and like 12 select committees, yeah.
So is that what you do most of the day, is go to committee meetings?
It just depends on that time of year. So right now we're hearing bills, so I usually have two committees at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the vice chairs are all Republicans, the chairs are all Democrats, and then there's 43 committees in the assembly. So mm-hmm. because there's only 20 of us, we're on a lot of committees. I like the committee work, because that's where you get to
when
ask
you're,
questions.
When there's only 20 of you and there's 60 committees, you're all pretty busy.
Yeah. But I like the committee work, because I think that's where you get to really ask questions and dive in deeper and get to learn, too, because you get a lot of presentations, too. But I'm also presenting all my bills at the same time. Last week there was 11 committees one day, 8 committees the other day. Like, it's very busy and constant, and my staff's texting me, okay, you need to go to this room and present this bill and then go back and vote on this, and it's crazy. And then it's also like lobby daytime. So all these groups come not to lobby you necessarily. Most of them don't have like an ask or anything, but they're coming so that you remember that it's Alzheimer Awareness Week, or we had like the Special Olympics in there, and they
domestic
were
violence
trying to
week,
find
all
funding. Yeah, all these programs and people and groups.
When I was down there, I mean, just visiting, I saw all these people in these purple T-shirts. SIEU?
SEIU,
Are they there every day?
Not every day, but they're there a lot. They're very active.
Yeah, I mean, do they pay them to be there?
I've heard that they do, but I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Well, I mean, maybe it's a paid day.
It depends on the protest. Like, we have protests every day, so there's a lot of protests on every corner.
Really?
I don't even notice it anymore. I do notice if they're happy protests, because some of them will be singing and, but there's so many on every corner of the Capitol, and you have to have a permit, and it has to be organized, but it's a lot of people. So I start my day at 7 a.m. through an hour of traffic to go 10 miles, which is very frustrating for a MODOC girl. Oh. And then I have meetings every half an hour and committee until like 5, and then I go to 4 or 5 receptions every night and bounce to see all the district people that came down. I have a rule in my office: if people come from the district, I want to meet with them, because I think if they're making the effort, I need to make the effort.
Yeah.
But it makes it for really long days for me. And the only reason I miss a meeting with locals is because I'm in committee or on the floor or something.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that you brought your personal assistant, Sophia, with you.
Yes, my niece is here. She's celebrating double-digit birthday last week.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
And how old are you now?
I'm 10.
You're 10. Where do you live?
I lived all the way down in Doris.
Torrance?
Doris.
Doris. Doris. Yeah. Oh, okay. And so you're up visiting Auntie?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know you were going to be on the radio today?
No.
Okay. Well, so what do you like doing? What's your favorite thing?
She's a competitive gymnast.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like gymnastics?
Yeah.
Can you do a backflip? Mm-hmm. Can you do two of them?
No.
No, just one. Okay.
She's working on some round off tuck. What is it?
Round off back handspring back tuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I did take gymnastics in college.
Wow.
You did?
I did.
Can you do a backflip?
I can't do a backflip. I can do a cartwheel, a round off. I'm probably way out of practice.
Probably don't want to see you do that.
Don't
want to
see that.
No.
I just watch her, and I feel like it would hurt.
Well, they're bendy.
Yes,
they're bendy bodies
bendy.
Still.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today, Sophia.
Thank you.
Like sitting there with those headsets on and all that, being part of the game. Okay. All right.
We got to play all day in Reading yesterday. So we went to Turtle Bay. And
it's a great place.
She got to try Chick-fil-A for the first time.
Whoa.
And the mall. Because
did you like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
You did? Okay. Got to see a mall?
Yeah.
Don't they have malls up in Doris?
No.
No. Do they have electricity in Doris?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Okay. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I got you.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, cut them out. Ride them in, rawhide.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisade location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
Welcome back to Free File Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. You can find all of our sponsors, all of our shows, our archives, the weather, the news, all types of things on our website there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy's been helping people since 1993. Veterans, seniors, business owners, families, insurance, and also financial management. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, or what about your financial assets? Are you doing the right thing? Then give them a call at 530-221-0441. And one of Judy's professionals will be more than happy to sit down with you and go through your portfolio. And if it's financial management or what you're doing for insurance, with their insurance professionals. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we do business with Judy. We're real happy there. Our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick, 1st Assembly District. How long have you been there now?
Just over a year.
Is that all?
I know.
So you're not running this year.
I am.
Oh, you are running this year. That's right. Yeah. You are running this year.
Yeah, every 2 years. It's, you're always running.
And right? Beautiful Sophia. So. Yeah. She's here with hello. The budget, we were just kind of talking budget during the break. I mean, is California broke?
I mean,
it's broken, but is it
broken?
Broke?
We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah, I mean, 4th largest economy in the world, yet we don't have any money.
No. Well, and our revenue has over doubled since Newsom's been in office.
Is that right?
But our spending has...
Triple.
Yeah. It's insane. So,
well, how do you get your, I mean, don't they realize this down there? I mean, I realize the vast majority of them have never written a check, or not in businesses, and they've never written a check to employees, the vast majority. But don't they realize you just can't keep spending money like that?
I don't think so. They want their stuff paid for. And everybody has their things, their pet projects, whatever. But they on one breath, everybody's like, we're not going to spend any money. And leadership will tell us that on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for money. We don't have it. But then the next breath, they're writing bills that cost billions of dollars. you know, and then wondering why we don't have any money. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul all the time. Mm-hmm. And they, at some point, we have to look at what works. I think that's something we don't do well. We don't know what's working. You know, billions of dollars on homeless, and we don't know what's working.
I was going to ask you about that, because $27 billion spent on homeless, and they don't know which programs worked. Mm-hmm. And and that came from the own, from your own budgeting office, mm-hmm. here in California budgeting office. I don't know what you call it, but, they said that we spent this money, but we have no feedback about which one of these programs actually worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, and every county does everything a little bit different. Yeah. There's not a lot of accountability either if the money, where it was spent, what was done. So that's something we have been digging into more, is looking for that fraud and where our money's going. And
well, you're hearing things. I mean, they've come here. I mean, the feds have come here, and they've busted 4 or 5 people, including somebody on Newsom staff,
mm-hmm.
For fraud. And, I mean, big amounts of fraud we're talking billions of dollars here.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of maybe that was the most egregious.
And I think you're going to see more and more of that. There was just a huge thing on hospice fraud. That was something that one of my colleagues found.
Something like 1,000% growth mm-hmm. in hospice facilities, and yet when they went to visit the hospice facilities, it's an office.
Yes, yeah. And 30% are in the L.A. County of all hospice offices and hospice patients, but only 2% of senior citizens are there. So, like, what are we doing? Where is it going? And corruption is now like one of the top issues on both sides of the aisle.
Are they finally getting it now?
I think so. I think you know, some of these people should be very worried, because people are sick of it. You know, we're paying the price for all of this corruption and programs that aren't working, and you know, we're throwing all this money at everything, and that throwing money at a problem is not always the answer.
No, not if you don't have results.
No.
I mean, it may be one time.
Yeah.
And then you come back and the results aren't there, then, okay, this didn't work. Let's move on to something else.
And I think, personally, it needs to go to the local level, because the local elected, the local leadership is going to know what will work in their town. The state doesn't. The state has no idea about my 11 counties and what they need. You know, they don't live here. They don't understand. I blow their mind that I drive to work 5.5 hours every week. Like, they can't even conceptualize how we live here. But then they want to blanket mandate all this stuff that it doesn't fit us. And I feel like that's the conversation I have over and over and over every day. You know, it affects us different.
No offense, Heather, but I can tell you, since we've been in the business here and talking to Brian and Megan and now you, it's the same thing. We're an afterthought
mm-hmm.
up here, and even an afterthought sometimes is okay. I mean, oh, what about them? But they don't understand water mm-hmm. situations when it comes mm-hmm. to agriculture. They don't understand, obviously don't understand the wolf problems we're having, the predator problems.
They don't understand wide open spaces or the gas price, how much gas price affects our district, you know?
Are we going to be stuck? Now, there was a committee that said something about studying charging us per mile we drive. Is that thing still alive?
Yes, it is, yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been passed.
It went through committee. We're waiting to see. What we're afraid of is that it'll get gut and amended. So you can do that at any point in the process. And then they add language. So at the end of the year, it happens a lot, like that last week.
Because
then less people contest things, and people don't have time to get their letters in, come down and protest, you know.
It doesn't. They do them at midnight.
Yes. We're there till 3 a.m.
Yeah, like the gut and the mint.
Yeah.
So even though it just says to do a study.
It's to extend the study, because they've already done the study.
Okay.
So now it's to extend the study and put it into place. So that's the part we're worried about.
Have they said how they would do that?
Nope, they wouldn't answer any of our questions. So that was one of my big questions. Are you tracking me now? Are we turning this in? Like, and I drive a lot. And then I had all kinds of other questions like, okay, if you're at work, like we have our counties, our cities, all these people, we're driving a lot for work. Is is our employer paying that? Is it added to the mileage you get? Is it, you know, how is that going to work? Because we drive for everything here. My colleagues don't. Like, they don't drive a lot. So they don't understand.
We drive an hour and a half to go to Costco.
Yeah. Yeah, I drive 3 hours to go
to
Costco.
Go to Costco.
Like,
yeah,
I
do.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, Bernie and all those
other
places.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we drove our kid 100 miles one way to go to the orthodontist. Like, and is it going to count for medical? Like, because then you're going to literally be killing people because they're not going to be able to afford to go. Gas prices make people not go to their doctor's appointments. Can you imagine if they got another bill at the end of the year? I mean,
would it be at the end of the year?
Yeah, I assume it would be when you pay your taxes, right? Or quarterly, maybe, if you had a lot. But
yeah.
I drove 53,000 miles last year. Like, that's a lot of miles. So,
Terry, good morning. You have a question.
I do. And it seems as if we've been hearing, I agree with you, Carl, the same thing over the last 16 years. It's the same problems, the same things. We seem to get a lot of complaining about stuff, but we don't seem to have any solutions. How about, in the assembly, each assembly person is allowed only one bill per year. How about putting that in? Then we won't have 1,000 bills every month. Something like that. But we never seem to hear solutions. And I know that Heather's working hard, but this is just the same thing. As you said, Carl, we've been hearing for the last 15 years. Brian brought people up here from the other side. Do they really want to change anything up here? Do they really not want to understand, or do they want to relinquish any power? I doubt it.
No, of course not. You know what the solution is.
Vote more Republicans into office.
No, that's one of them. The other one is it's time for State of Jefferson. So,
well, we have had Republicans in office, Heather. It's just the same thing. I mean, I respect how hard you work, and I know you work hard. But, I mean, nothing's getting done. It's the same thing over and over. It's just worser and worser. You know, we don't get a solution. Please give us a solution.
Yeah. Okay, Terry. Thanks very much.
I love the one bill idea. I actually told them we should, like, if you're going to write a new law, you should get rid of 5 laws. Like, let's counter it. But there's a 35-bill limit in our 2 years, which is too many.
35 bills?
35-bill limit. And people complain
about person?
It. Each person? Each
person, yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I understand what Terry says,
we're
frustrated, you're frustrated. Yeah. But until they can change the makeup of the legislature, they're going to, it's power. They're not going to give that up.
No.
And they're going to continue to do these things.
Well, and I do think the pendulum's swinging a little bit. We have a lot more moderate Dems.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
That's very surprising. And not surprising because I read that just yesterday or the day before. But I'm glad you're on today so I can ask you about that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Found them in 2007. They've been my barbershop since then. But they've been around since 1960, been in that same location since 1967. Never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment by either calling them at 530-244-9478 or going to Booksy and for Cypress Square Barbershop and doing it that way. Send you emails on the day of your haircut to remind you, which is good for me. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. They shave around your ears and neck. How about that, Sophia? Do you like that?
No.
Well, that's okay. You got long hair. You wouldn't notice it. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with the silly woman, Heather Hadwick, and Sophia.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Everybody calls us a liar.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do the things to me, I'll just lay me down. Right 400 years. Don't pull your love out on me, honey.
Do you sing this song when you're down there in the assembly? Don't pull your love out on me, honey. And vote to have more wolves. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. And our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Thank you so much for coming down. And,
absolutely.
You know, we love you calling in the first Friday, but when you're here, it's just better.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Because I can talk to you during the breaks and this. And then, of course, you brought the beautiful Sophia with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're squeezing in family time whenever we can.
Fourth
right
grade?
Now. Yeah.
Fourth grade. Only 12 more to go.
I have to keep up my best aunt you know, competition.
Oh, you gotta do this. Yeah. That's right.
I gotta be the fun aunt.
Okay. Does she take you out horseback riding?
I wish.
Not enough, huh?
Not enough.
Was trying to convince her parents to come over this weekend and ride horses.
There you go. Hey, Heather, you said something before we, you know, I wanted to bring this back. You said there's moderates, and I read this article. And they were talking about the jungle primaries, and they said the idea behind it was to make people be more moderate, that people, you know, they would draw in more people to vote and wouldn't just be, you know, the furthest right or left people. And one of the people they interviewed said, no, that has worked to a point. But then you said you're seeing more moderate Democrats.
I think we are. So my class had 26 people, uh-huh. and there were a lot of moderates in it, and we're a pretty
tight. What is a moderate, I guess?
So it's just where they can find places to agree with us. So there is
that center.
There is. Yeah. There are some things. There's several of them that have law enforcement in their family, have kids that are in law enforcement, and they vote with us on public safety issues.
Okay.
There's some people that are pro-choice.
Which is really surprising.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, there's some people that are, you know, anti-unions or not as union strong on that side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just little ways, or they're very small business friendly, you know, and they're voting with us on a lot of the business owner
questions.
Yeah, issues. So it depends on the person. I've noticed that most of those people are very district focused, so it's what matters to their district. But I think we're so broken. There's so many things we can agree on right now. I mean,
yeah.
we want to be able to afford to live here. We want our kids to be able to buy a house here. We want to, you know, be able to retire and live off of our retirement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to protect our Second Amendment. There are some Dems that have guns and hunt and fish and
understand
that part. You know, I think we're seeing more and more of that, but I think a lot of it is the pushback from their constituents, because it's expensive right now, and life is hard right now in California. And I
yeah.
think they're being more, more like louder about that. You know, they're hearing.
Well, they're getting
that.
Pushback from their constituents
they are,
that
yeah.
are seeing. And because what's going on in Iran, the gas prices have gone up a buck and a half. But we were already $2 higher than anybody else.
Yeah.
And
well,
now it becomes
yeah.
now it becomes really a real push.
Yeah,
for people.
And we were headed to expensive gas prices before Iran.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Refineries were closing. We don't have. We have the most complex system for, our fuels requirements, and it makes it more expensive. And then when you're importing all of your fuel, that's what happens,
And that's the other thing. We import.
All of it. Yeah. And we're now below our infrastructure minimums. So we're going to start, our infrastructure is going to start depleting. I mean, it's always going to be because it's California, not the rest of the world. We've made everything harder in California.
Well, we want to be our own nation, and that's hard to do. I mean, he's over there going over to, you know, G7 and stuff. Why? You know, Newsom. Mm. But what it sounds like is you're starting to see the Democrats starting to get, they're getting squeezed too then.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're pushing into the middle. So what does this mean? Does this mean that, is there a consensus to drop, you know, the special taxes on fuel?
I don't think there's a consensus yet, but
no.
I wish. We're in the super minority, so there's 20 of us out of the 80.
Yeah.
Even if we had like 28, it would be huge. You know, if we could gain 8 seats, it would be so much better down there to try to get things through. And we're working on it. We have like 3 that we're really trying to get, and then we have a couple that we're trying to save. But it's gonna be who shows up at the voter box. You know, I mean, June 2nd, Trump. Like him, love him, hate him, whatever. He brings people to the ballot.
Yeah,
he brings people to vote, and
he's not going to be on the ballot.
And he's
though.
Not going to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
So you know what are we? And we didn't show up for Prop 50. So you know we have to show up this time.
Well, in Prop 50, even to people that voted for it, they didn't like it, and
no.
I cannot figure that
no.
out. If you know it's wrong, you don't like it, but you hate Trump this much, and the whole
yeah.
thing was based on Trump. Mm-hmm. Even though they didn't like it, they didn't think it should be done that way, they still voted for it.
Yeah.
And as Congressman Huffman said, hey, that issue is settled. You know, that's already been in the Supreme
Court.
Settled
for a while, right?
Well,
then when we redistrict with the census, we'll see how that works.
Well, we're losing so many people.
We are. Yeah. I went from two Republican congressmen that understood rural to I will have five now in my district. So Placer County got dissected into three because I had Kevin Kiley and Doug Malfa.
Are we talking? That's
congressional. So I went from two Republican rural congressmen to now I will have five, and they will all be from the Bay Area, most likely. I hope not, but if we all show up, we can fight it.
Sophia has a question.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about the California trying to bring back grizzly bears?
What do I think about wanting to bring back grizzly bears? That's a really good question, Sophia. And this is what I believe. I believe the woman who introduced this bill comes from a suburb in Los Angeles. I believe that she hasn't done anything lately, and she wanted to get her name in the news, and it's worked. I think reintroducing grizzly bears back into California at this time is not a good idea. We have done this with wolves, and we've seen what's happened with that. Reintroducing another apex predator into areas where they're going to be running into people more and more, and livestock more and more, is just not it's not a good idea. I don't think it's healthy for the people, and I don't think it's good for the bears. So that's how I feel.
I don't either. There's 37 million more people in California than when we had a grizzly bear here. But you can tell she's been following me around for a day or two, huh?
Yeah. But that's a good question. And we're going to take a break on that. We'll be right back.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in raw.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just pop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's April, time for Redding's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. From the Academy Award-nominated movie, Night at the Roxbury. No, it never was. 8:48 in the morning, our last segment here. Hey, on Monday, we got Enjoy Magazine rolling in here and a couple other things. Next week, let me see, Chamber of Commerce. We've got a lot of surprises next week going on. And but today we have our Assemblywoman, Heather Hadwick, who's come down to join us. As she's here in Reading, meetings. It was something last night too, wasn't it? It was
Gallagher had an event. Gallagher last had night. Yeah.
But they also had the debate at the Cascade.
Yeah, yeah.
With all the five Republicans running against Huffman, mm-hmm. and Huffman was there. So
I didn't hear how it went. How did it go?
You know what? Yeah. Neither did I, and I was going to go there, but just got overcome by events.
Yes, I had lots of meetings.
The reason I wanted to go was because Blake Fisher, who is he's a member of our family now. He does, when Linda and I are gone, he handles the show. Great young man. And he was going to be the moderator, and I just really wanted to see what happens when they all start talking and how Blake was going to handle that. Because I've moderated things before. And,
yeah, not an easy job. I'm sure he did great, though.
Well, you know, one of them, I just said, okay, that's enough. There will be no more of this to each other, at each other. And everybody went, okay. And so, but Heather, we've been talking about a number of things. You know, the one thing that just keeps coming up is wolves. Mm-hmm. Has there been any? I saw where Fishing Game took out four of them. Mm-hmm. And or four out of one pack. But has there been anything else? Because I keep seeing things that this savagery is still going on.
So there it is. It's gotten worse. It's that time of year, right? We're calving, so there's going to be more kills right now. It's gotten better but worse. So in Sacramento, like, I spent the last year teaching people about it because when I got down there, nobody was talking about it.
Yeah.
My colleagues don't understand. I have a lot of, I show pictures. I, you know, talk about it all day, every day, it feels like. But it's a very important issue for us. There's a couple bills. There's a wolf bill written from another urban member that, is not great. We've been trying mm-hmm. to get some amendments and stuff. It has some requirements of the ranchers before they can get paid for loss, that kind of thing. There is a big budget ask this year for over $30 million to really make sure that we have the money to, because I believe that if California is going to protect these wolves, then they need to pay the ranchers for the damages.
And that seems to be a problem.
Yeah. Every year we're running out of money. I got them $2 million last year, barely. Like, it was like a Hail Mary at the end, begging. But it's not enough. And it's the stress and the constant worry. I mean, we have them across our property. We were starting to calve, and they were across our property four times. Well, we didn't even know until it was like 2 days later. So, and then we knew, and then we're worrying and stressed, you know. But we can't expect people to be proactive and do all of these measures if they don't even know they're there. So we have a couple bills. We have a public safety bill for just to clean up the language between the federal and the state protected species, that if you're acting in good faith to protect yourself, that if you had to kill a wolf, whether that's as the sheriff or a rancher or whatever, if you're acting in good faith, then you can't be prosecuted.
Yeah, if you're acting in good faith, but that, you know. Oh, how can other states have wolf hunting? They have wolf hunting seasons.
They've all dealt with them longer than us. But yeah. All of the I went to an ag chair conference, and there was like 35 states, and then Canada was there as well. And I hunted down everybody that was from the northern states that I knew had wolves. They all have a path to depredation, and we don't.
They all have a what?
A path to depredation. So a path where you can put the wolf down, either Fish and Wildlife will, or the rancher can. They have a new director at CDFW, and I'm hopeful. She's been touring all over, talking to people, really getting a sense of what it's like on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But we aren't moving fast enough. Like, this is such an immediate crisis for us.
Well,
right,
you can
now
hunt wolves in Idaho.
Yeah.
I mean, sport hunt them.
Yeah.
I mean, and because they've obviously got enough wolves, and they've shown that they need to be managed.
And Canada said that without, they can shoot them on site on their property. They can't actively hunt them, but they can shoot them on site, and they still have 2,000 kills a year.
Yeah.
They said there is no coexistence unless you have a path to depredation and you can protect your property. I am hopeful at some point we'll get there. Right now we're trying to fight for hazing because we're not even allowed to do a lot of the hazing. So, but Fish
rubber,
and Wildlife.
You get rubber bullets?
Yeah.
You can't
bean
touch
bags,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, bean bags.
Yeah. So Fish and Wildlife is working with our law enforcement right now, with our sheriffs, because the rural sheriffs are who's getting, you know, they're getting the brunt of this. They're the ones who get the calls. They're the ones who have to go out. I have counties that don't even have a game warden assigned to them. So they don't have somebody from Fish and Wildlife to come out. So
I have a solution. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Okay. But they are working with them.
The technology's there.
Yeah. They are working with them to figure out hazing. It'll be officers, law enforcement, first, and then we're hopeful that, you know, then we can have a training for the ranchers and they can, but it's nothing's going fast enough, and that's the part, like, I can't convince them enough that this is so urgent that, like, we have to move into phase three because we have a wolf plan that we're not following. We've hit all these marks and then we're not moving in because I don't think they want to move that fast. I think they consider this a huge success. And they want to see.
It's a huge success if you want to have wolves because it has been a huge success.
Yeah, and they're all, unfortunately, have been in Republican districts, and mm-hmm. we're the super minority. And now they're venturing out. We have them in L.A. now. So they're venturing
down to L.A.
Yeah, they're going into, you know, Trinity and Humboldt, like in these Democrat areas. So hopefully, I think they are listening more. A lot of that is because I like showing pictures of how big a wolf is. I had no idea how many people had no idea how large they are. They're thinking
like
coyotes, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm showing them all these pictures. Like, no, this is what, like, they're people holding them up, you know, in a state that you can hunt them or whatever.
Right.
And they're as big as a human. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
And I'm talking more about the emotional part of it, like how stressful it is, how scary it is that your kids can't even go out and play outside. You're like, when we were teenagers, we went and irrigated by ourselves, you know, even as kids. We went and, you know, did farm chores by ourselves. We can't do that. I have old ladies that have been walking the same road for 50 years, and they can't walk that road now because they're too scared, you know, like our quality of life.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to live like that.
No.
Okay, we've got like 4 minutes. What's another thing you're pushing right now? Give me 2 minutes.
I have a huge bill load, so we have been presenting a lot of bills and just prepping with all the meetings. So we have a bill for archery. If you're hunting deer in archery season, that you can carry a CCW. It's the only big game that you can't do that right now. It got through the first committee. It's set for public safety. We're hoping to get it through on consent, so that would be amazing.
So if you're hunting or fishing and you're out in the wild, you can carry a concealed firearm. Mm-hmm. But not when you're deer hunting.
Not deer hunting. That's
weird.
Elk, bear, it is weird. And it was made 80 years ago, and I don't know why it was never changed, so we're changing it. So,
okay.
And we had really good, it was unanimous through the committee, which never happens anymore. So we're pretty happy about that one. We have all of our bills are very rural focused, as always, but just trying to give some relief to these rural counties and small cities and make life a little better up here in the North State.
Okay. Well, next month, let's talk fire
yes,
prevention.
Absolutely.
Sophia, are you going to be here next month?
Probably not.
Probably not. This is kind of a cool getaway, huh?
Yeah.
Enjoying this?
Yeah.
Does your aunt let you drive? She doesn't let you drive. Did you ask? We'll see. Maybe you should ask. Hey, aunt, you want to be my favorite aunt? Let me drive up here.
Maybe on the farm.
Yeah. On the farm.
On the farm.
Well, on the farm, you should be driving at your age. Anyway, so did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Good. You want to say hello to anybody? Mom, dad, brothers, anybody?
What was your favorite part about Reading?
Probably the Turtle Bay.
Yeah. She the parrots loved her.
Talk into the mic. Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Did you like the lorikeets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that's my favorite part.
We went into like the turtle cage.
Oh, okay.
And the bird bit me.
No. Bit you.
Yeah, and then it landed on my head.
Landed on your head. Well, that's good. I used to take the little nectar and pour it on little kids' heads. And then the birds would all come over and sit on their head. So, Heather, you got anything? You're running for office, re-election. Have you got anything going on that people need to know about?
We're prepping for Ag Day. So Ag Day is kind of our Super Bowl in Sacramento where we bring down our Highland cows. And we're doing a big fundraiser the night before. And I've invited all of my colleagues to come as my guests so they can learn more about ag and our challenges. And we're going to talk wolves and let them pet the Highland cows and get connected so that they will vote, hopefully, in our favor and want to protect them. They love those cows. It's kind of silly.
Those are cool-looking cows.
Yeah. So we're prepping for that. It's like April 20th and 21st, so it's always a good time.
And how do people get a hold of you?
You can go to the website, votehadwick.com, or you can, if it's state, any help they need with any state agency or anything from our office, we have a district office in Reading off Larkspur, and one in Jackson, and then our Sacramento office. So we're an open door.
All right. Thanks a lot, Heather, for being with us. Everybody, have a great weekend. Have a very happy Easter.